The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Want to come too. This isn't fair. I'm 13 now. I'm older.
Alberta, we have talked about this. I'm not willing to send out one of our only tech people into the field. One second, Director.
Barty gets to go. I want to go too. I packed a big coat. And I also packed a very light coat, because I'm unsure of the terrain.
I'm less concerned if we lose Dr. Bridges.
Really? That's your point? Not that I'm not 13, that I'm a...
Okay.
It's all part of it.
Why do we have to have this conversation in my ready room?
Because you guys are ready to go. I'm also ready to go. We're all ready. So let's go.
We are not ready if you think you are coming on this mission, Alberta.
I'm ahead of all of my projects, and I think it's only fair. And Barty taught me how to automate things.
I will say that Alberta is ahead on all deadlines and deliverables. I'm not condoning that we should send a 13-year-old out on an expedition. I'm just going to sit at my desk.
Now, Alberta, Director Brass is right. You shouldn't be coming along with us.
Thank you, Dr. Bridges.
I think you should take that extra warm polar coat of yours, go put it back in the equipment area, on the back of the fully loaded rover that's about to go out on the expedition.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Bridges.
Just put your coat there, though. Like, don't try to sneak on or anything.
Don't try that.
I wouldn't do that, so no one kick or punch any lumps of coats.
All right, so far so good, so far so good. This is the farthest. We've all been from the base, everything's fine.
Are we there yet?
Oh my gosh!
Yes, I came.
Alberta!
It was a trick.
Alberta,
I wanted to come so bad. This is so exciting. We're exploring the farthest reaches that we've ever been on this planet, and I don't get to see it?
You went against a direct order!
Alberta, I'm shocked. And I am chagrined.
Okay, I'm starting to get the sense that was all sarcasm.
No. I'm shocked. I'm chagrined. Look at me. Shock. Chagrin. All over my face, all in my tone, dripping down my body.
He does have a big chagrin.
Huh? But that doesn't mean I'm not chagrined just because I like your joke. But listen, Alberta's here now. Maybe it'll be good for him to get some field experience.
How am I supposed to feel that both of you are so okay with just going against anything that I say. Anything that I say. What is it about my leadership that threatens you so much that you feel like you just have to go against everything I say?
Couldn't we interpret it as, I have such faith in your security ability that I know Alberta and myself are going to get back okay?
Oh, what a lovely morning.
Director! Come in, Director!
It was gonna be a lovely morning.
should mute yourself if you don't want me to hear your inner comments, Director.
Damn this little thing. it's a go for Director Tinsley.
Director Tinsley, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there was a conspiracy between Dr. Bridges and our lead tech, Alberta, to get him secretly on the back of the rover and, for some reason, undermine my authority yet again because the two of them, being thick as thieves, decide all the time that they know best and that, of course, you know, Director Bridges is gonna do anything about it. Well, sir, I'm tired. I don't know what to do. I just need your advice. I'm so frustrated at this point.
Also,
good morning.
Oh, well, good morning, Miss Brass. Well, my advice. Well, you haven't really come to me for advice very much. I appreciate, you know, looking for mentorship in a time of crisis like this, a time when you're alone against the wilderness of a strange planet. Well, at this point, you have two choices. You could, continue on your mission, or you could abort, waste all that fuel, lose the time, and return to base.
That will put us behind by days.
Yes, not to mention my sanity.
Your sanity?
I'm so sorry, Miss Brass, but my eggs are ready. I'm sure you have this perfectly under control.
Sir,
I'm here if you need me for anything.
You didn't give me any...
Director Brass, come in, Director Brass.
This is Director Brass.
Director, this is Lieutenant Cassidy from the Navigation Rover. We're getting unusual subterranean signals, and yours is the only rover in range. You need to investigate at once.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lieutenant Cassidy. Could you ping me the location to my communicator of the subterranean signals, please?
I've already sent you the coordinates. It's just, they're moving, Director.
Okay. It appears they are. Yes. All right, thank you, Lieutenant Cassidy. Brass out.
Cassidy out as well.
Wow, whoa! Why are we driving so fast now? I've never seen you like this. You're so intense, Beatrice.
It's Director Brass.
I mean, Director Brass.
We are headed to a specific location where we are getting underground readings of a strange something. Unfortunately for you, there is no third seat, so hold on.
What?
And please, if you could both refrain from talking to me, I'm trying to concentrate. I assumed there would be silence between Dr. Bridges and I on this particular journey, but now I've got another voice, so please, let me concentrate on the drive.
Director Tinsley to Security Director Brass, come in if you're there.
This is Brass.
Sorry to bother you. I was just wondering, you know, you make the most perfect oatmeal in the mornings and with nobody here. Is it two parts oatmeal to one part water?
It's three parts oatmeal to 1.5 parts water, sir.
1.5, okay. Sorry, thank you. I know you're probably busy. But do you add the raisins and the nuts first or after when it's done?
Raisins while you're putting in the water, sir. Nuts and cinnamon afterwards. I'm sorry, sir.
Brass.
Is there something important that you need to ask me right now? I am on a mission.
Oh, of course, of course. Well, this was quite important, actually. You know, we've got to make sure morale's up here and we feed everyone. But I will let you get back to your mission.
Brass.
What?
The signal stopped. You overshot it.
Wait, no. It disappeared. That doesn't make any sense. Signals don't just stop like that. I'm gonna sit on your lap, Barty. I need to use the computer.
Sorry. Not a lot of...
Okay. Yeah. There's a dead zone. We crossed a line and there's no communication signals anymore.
What do you mean? Like, there's something underground that's artificially blocking our radar?
Yeah. 100%. 110%. There is something organic. Something's down there.
Oh, God. We were just...
I never would have caught that. It's a good thing you were here, Alberta.
Director Tinsley to Director Bridges, Head of Engineering. Come in, please.
yes. Yeah, hey.
Barty, thank you. Just a quick question. I seem to have blown a breaker.
making breakfast. I was trying to do, you know, the coffee and the oatmeal and everything all at once. It's really quite an ordeal. How do I get power back?
Sorry, you've blown a breaker.
Well, yes, the kitchen is dark.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah. Turn it back on.
Okay, just calm down, Beatrice. Okay, so just check, I'm sure it's nothing. Other things are underground. There's rabbits and mice, other small rodents. It could be something like that. We're close enough to Earth. It could be something like that. What are you getting? What are you saying? We're not even close to Earth. It's fine. You're gonna be fine. Just calm yourself down. You're okay. Okay. What have we got? Oh. Whoa.
Brass to bridges. Did you feel that?
I mean, there was maybe a little bit of a tremor.
Oh!
Oh! I felt that one.
Oh, God. My sensor is picking up something, I don't know if it's an earthquake or, but it's, earthquakes don't move.
Well, what is it? What do we do?
Oh!
What are your orders?
Get the rover to me now!
On our way.
Director Tinsley, this is Director Tinsley to Head of Security, Brass.
What is it, sir?
We have a situation, Brass, here at the base.
Well, we have a situation here too, sir. What is it?
Oh, well, I guess, do you want to go first or should I go first?
Go!
Oh, we've run out of cinnamon. I repeat, we have run out of cinnamon.
Well, sir, it appears that we are experiencing, Bartholomew! Get us out of here!
We're driving in on your left!
You broke up there, Director Brass. I didn't hear what you, were gonna...
Grab my hand!
So that's a no on cinnamon?
Take a left here!
That's a chasm! I'm not taking a left into a chasm!
Well, you can go over the chasm if you drive fast enough! What are you, a cranny?
Over the chasm? Are you listening to yourself?
I am listening to myself!
Guys,
we need to go where there isn't dirt!
I think I just realized something.
What is it?
Well, I think, back at the base, I think I left my door open. Can you check? Please, it's an emergency. You need to check if... I think I left one of the computers running, and I didn't save a game of chess I was playing.
You brought this?
Fine, I'll go over the chasm.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Okay, let's do this. The one with the North Pole Expedition?
Hey, the Pole Expedition. The I don't pole. Want to constrain us to the North.
The Pole Expedition.
We got to expedite that pole.
Nice.
I mean, explore the pole.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one.
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out! Reload!
This is the last case! Make him count, Friday!
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Block into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get him out of here!
That's it! You're banned for life!
Between Braxians and lasers. Seriously.
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir. Please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
I made it through the barrier!
It's got a hold of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn! Beast! If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter Anthology today.